Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Money do you want to make today? A couple of bucks? $100? $1,000? $10,000? What? Where are
higher.
You?
Higher.
Let's go higher and higher. Sounds like that old Jackie Wilson song. Now, there is a there's a thing about generations. There's a thing, you know, we're talking a lot about what brings us together and what separates us. That seems to be part of the human discussion, the national discussion and debate. And so I think about what we have put together here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Jennifer Horn is here at your service, as is Victoria Keelan. And so what we do here, for those of you who are new listening in the Chicago area and down Paducah, Kentucky, those areas, we present things in a natural way. For example, there is a division or there's a distance between me and my age and the ages of Jennifer and Victoria. So we bridge that gap with our conversations. Obviously, I'm a man and these are two ladies. And so we bridge the conversation with understanding the different ideas that come from men and from women. And then there is a bridge of political differences. Jennifer is on one side, Victoria is on another.
If you turn on a Dolly Parton song, you may question our differences in gender.
How do you mean?
Which song?
You cry like a girl.
I cry like a girl. Well, I cry like a girl. I have emotions, and I'm not afraid to hide my emotions. And I think that that's another dimension here. When's the last time you heard Rush Limbaugh cry on his program? He may be crying in pain now, which is nothing, not a laughing matter, but you know what I'm saying. At any rate, we're here to promote things. Speaking of promoting, I do want to, before we talk about fake news, Jennifer, I'm pursuing, and I'm probably the only broadcaster doing this, the Chinese incursion into American radio. I'm happy to support Senator Ted Cruz, who has called on the owners of U Radio. That's what this company, the other day, I remember I was trying to find, I couldn't remember what the, I don't know why I couldn't, not exactly difficult. The Chinese government owns U Radio. And U Radio, it's not like, you know, there's a company called K-Love. Have you ladies, you got a K-Love? Most cities now have a K-Love station in them. Do you know how they operate, Jennifer?
I don't, huh?
It's kind of on a, it's almost like a public, they have a combination of advertising and public donations to keep them going. They have a very successful track record in doing that. They have a pretty persuasive message, and it's pretty singular. And so we have a lot of that stuff going on. We have companies like the company you work for that has a political persuasion and wants the broadcast hosts to sort of keep in line with that idea. There are all kinds of different reasons for people buying radio stations and owning radio networks. And so when the Chinese government started to get in on the act, when the FCC said, okay, well, we're going to let foreign money in to buy up our stations and to help our national networks, everybody says, what are you talking about? What are you, nuts? And so they've sort of now pulled back a little bit from that. As a matter of fact, they shut a station down this week in California because they, quote-unquote, discovered problems with their application. Really? Because they have Chinese? And if you see, if you see the logo for the radio station, AM 690, and then a bunch of Chinese letters and characters all around the AM 690. And people started listening. They got somebody actually to listen and translate what was being said on the station, and it was pretty horrible stuff. I made the point the other day, I made it for years, that FCC only investigates complaints that they get from people. They don't ever do any initiative on their own. And so for years, they've had all this Hispanic broadcasting in America, more and more of it all the time. You don't know what, unless you are, you know, speak Spanish, you don't know what they're saying. And they've been saying some pretty, it isn't that they're salacious, but the language that they use is pretty not like what you get on regular commercial English-speaking radio, let's put it that way. But anyway, this Ted Cruz found that the U Radio folks wanted to broadcast the Chinese message in America through a radio station they bought in Mexico. So the Chinese are now own radio stations in Mexico. They're trying to buy radio stations in America, and they're trying to present basically the same message, the same broadcast, in fact. And so the FCC is, quote-unquote, investigating. The station posted a message on their website saying they've been following all U.S. laws. What if our laws are that stupid or that lax that they allow the Chinese government to broadcast anti-American propaganda on stations they own in this country? How do we even deserve to be the number one country anymore if we're this stupid? I mean, really and truly, honestly, ladies, if we are this stupid to allow the Chinese government to buy into radio stations and networks, and the Mexicans the same way. But the only reason the Chinese are buying the Mexican stations is because the signals are powerful enough to get into America.
Yeah, it's their way in.
And they can broadcast their trash. What did you say, Jen?
Yeah, it's their way in.
Yeah. And so I don't even know if there's a lot of discussion about this in the Senate. I know that Cruz is all over it, but who's paying attention? Is there some kind of a bill that would prohibit this or overrule the FCC's judgment in allowing foreign money to come in from just anywhere? That'd be my question, frankly.
Part of the problem, though, is that, you know, Ajit Pai, you know, I'm no fan of his, the head of the FCC, he's a Verizon guy. He's not a broadcast guy. He has no experience whatsoever in television or
that
radio. He doesn't understand any of it. This guy sat on the board of Verizon. He is an infrastructure Verizon network guy. You cannot begin to understand the complexities of broadcasting in America, whether it's public access or on any level, streaming to public access to public radio. He doesn't understand the nuances of any of it, and I don't think he cares. I really don't. I think he looks at this and says, well, yeah, why not? This is a chance to make money, so let's do it. And I think it was probably as simple as that.
Well, maybe you can equate this to what's going on at Facebook, but even though Facebook is privately owned, and they don't stand, well, they're not, let me put it this way, they're not publicly regulated, at least by the government, at least not yet, but there are a lot of...
they're publicly traded, though, right?
Yes, they are publicly traded.
So they've got some regulations from the SEC.
Right. Well, but now they're being impacted by people. See, it's much better, for example, I think it's much better for people to know that the Chinese are buying into these radio stations or networks and to have the public react to it one way or another, whether to get the government to do something about it or just to boycott it themselves. And I think the same sort of thing is going on over at Facebook, where you see all kinds of people organized now to boycott their policies around the content that it either monitors or doesn't monitor, whatever. There have been some people who have claimed that in this era of focus on Black Lives Matter, that there is something called, there's a group that has been put together that's referring to itself as Stop Hate for Profit, and they're really going after Facebook because Facebook hasn't done anything about the hate and the bias and discrimination that's all over their platforms. So there are
Mark
people
Zuckerberg
who have advertised.
Mark Zuckerberg wants to stay out of everything. And in this, in 2020, at this moment in time, you can't just stick your head in the sand and hope it all goes away. So his lack of policy is really kind of biting him in the butt right now.
Yep.
But then you have Twitter on the other side, which is a total overreaction of, you know, going after...
Well, in some cases, Twitter is overreacting, but in other cases... Did you hear about the video of, I don't know if you guys have seen it, it was a trending viral video, a little white baby and a little black baby running towards each other and hugging, the parents had filmed it, there's an agency that buys those viral videos and basically owns the rights to them. There's some group that makes a lot of pro-Trump videos altered the video to make it look like the white baby was running away.
Right,
from
they were making
the black
a point
baby.
About how the news media operates. I saw it. Yeah.
Right, but the problem is President Trump retweeted that on Twitter, and Twitter took it down because the parents are suing for the people who own the copyright to it. They're suing, saying, well, wait a second, we did not give you permission to use the content
that's
of the video.
That's fine if they're suing,
and
then take it down.
But that's why Twitter took that down.
Well, but
there's
Twitter's
a lot of
not
stuff
taking,
that gets...
Twitter's not tagging Trump's tweets about voter fraud, which, by the way, are true. And they're also, like, the one that they did this week was President Trump saying, under my watch, or something like this, people will be prosecuted if they continue to topple the statues. It was something like that. I'm paraphrasing.
His threat against... It was a
and
violent
so then that
threat
was,
against
it
protesters.
It was not a violent threat. It was,
well,
it,
that's... Okay, well,
I
that's
mean,
how it was
going to jail
was
for breaking the, going to jail for breaking the law is not an abuse of power. I mean, that's just what is going to happen or should happen. And Twitter marks that as abusive behavior. I mean, here's the thing. I wouldn't care. Twitter can do whatever they want. I find it very hypocritical.
Anyway... Food for thought. Oh, we were going to talk about science in the public interest. Well, we'll do that in the next half hour.
Story,
okay.
Too.
All right. Stay tuned. 18 past. This is the DJV program.
Mom, delivery.
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Prince in your ear. How many people recognize When Doves Cry as it starts this way? I think it takes a while for some people that don't remember. Right now you get it, right? Now you know it's When Doves Cry. At the beginning, it sounds like maybe a Prince song. Which one is it? All right, so obviously, as we get into our music portion of this hour of the DJV show, we got some news about Prince. A bunch of Prince fans in Minnesota actually launching a campaign to remove a statue of Columbus and replace it with a statue of Prince. Not a bad idea, actually.
I think it makes sense.
It does in Minnesota. It sure doesn't make any sense to have any statues of Christopher Columbus anyplace except in a trash heap. The petition, which has more than 10,000 signatures, says that Prince represents Minnesota values a whole lot more than Columbus does. I'd say amen to that. Here in Minnesota, communities are reigniting the demand to bring down the monuments to Christopher Columbus, we don't have to go through his routine.
A lot of people don't know. You'd be surprised.
He enslaved, he bought a lot of black slaves. He raped and murdered natives in America. They gave him diseases and stuff. You don't know? You don't think people know that?
Well, I don't know if people know to the extent, because Columbus.
Well,
is,
maybe,
you know,
this is a groundswell.
And children's rhymes and.
Yeah. Well, Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. Yeah, right. Well, he did do that. That's true. Rather than glorify a man who wanted to extinguish black and native peoples, we ought to honor members of our community whose leadership we find inspirational. So say the Values Minnesotan group. The petition started a couple of years ago. It experienced renewed interest because of what happened with George Floyd. And that was a Minneapolis occurrence. Second part of this is calling for the state capitol statue of Columbus to be replaced with one chosen by the native community. Well, I don't know about that, but they sure as hell should get rid of Columbus and come up with something everybody can agree with rather than have the disconcerting focus on Columbus. And this is not, I know some of my Italian friends are, how dare you talk that way about Columbus? Columbus was a no-good philandering jerk. And he has, we have no business touting. And this is just about history being rewritten or written poorly to begin with.
It's whitewashed.
Literally.
Yeah. Yep.
Earlier this month, there's a petition also sought to replace a statue of a former KKK leader with a statue of Dolly Parton.
But you know, if you think about it, it sounds kind of like, oh, yeah, you know, Dolly Parton. Well, why not? Dolly Parton has done so much amazing charity work. Yeah. She's an American icon. So
she
is Prince.
She makes you feel good.
So, yeah. And
when's the last time there was a KKK person that made you feel good, unless you're a racist?
Depends who you talk to, I guess, right? But why don't we have these monuments of current people who make a difference in our collective conscience? And I don't know. I think a statue of Dolly Parton anywhere is a good thing.
And she is statuesque.
It's a lot of metal.
It's top heavy, but, you know.
All right. 20. You ladies said it, not me. 26 past the hour. Kesha delivering covers of the T-Rex classic Children of the Revolution for a new compilation album. The Hal Willner produced Angel-Headed Hipster, songs of Mark Bolan and T-Rex. Kesha recorded the classic track while accompanied by an orchestra in the studio. She says, through a stroke of luck, I met the incredibly talented and kind Hal Willner. We were in the same studio, and he mentioned that he was working on a project that involved honoring Mark Bolan. I excitedly started rambling about how much T-Rex has influenced my music and my style. Right there, we decided to record our own incarnation of Children of the Revolution. I'm excited for the world to finally hear it. This project was so exciting and important to the late, great Hal. I'm humbled to be part of this project honoring one of the most magical artists of the 20th century. So that's that story. 28 after on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 833-8ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. health officials estimate that more than 20 million Americans have now been infected with the coronavirus. The estimate is roughly 10 times as many infections as the 2.3 million cases that have been confirmed. Officials have long known that millions of people were infected without knowing it, and that many cases are being missed because of gaps in testing. 20 million infections would mean that over 6% of the nation's 331 million people have been infected. Previously, CDC officials and the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said that at least 25% of infected people might not even have the symptoms. The U.S. is currently testing about 500,000 patients per day. On a per capita basis, the U.S. rate falls behind several other countries, and those are according to figures from Johns Hopkins University. Many experts say the U.S. should be testing roughly 1 million to 3 million people each day to catch enough new cases to prevent flare-ups. This is USA Radio News.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
President Donald Trump's family is now going to court to try to block the publication of his niece's book. Ted Poutros, the lawyer for Trump's niece, Mary Trump, said President Trump and his siblings are seeking to suppress a book that will discuss matters of utmost public importance. The family's legal action was first reported by the New York Times, who said Mary Trump and her brother, Fred Trump III, were involved in a messy court fight over their grandfather's estate in 2000. Mary and Fred's father, Fred Trump Jr., had died in 1984, and they said they had been shortchanged in his will, thanks to the Trump family. The court fight included allegations that Donald Trump and his two surviving siblings cut off all family medical coverage for Mary and her brother, who was married and had a young child with a neurological disorder. The dispute was settled in a confidential agreement, which the president said includes a very powerful non-disclosure agreement. Grammy-winning country group the Dixie Chicks have dropped the word Dixie from their name and are now going just by the Chicks. The band's social media accounts and website were changed to include the new name for the band. The Chicks, who are releasing their first new album in 14 years, now also released a new video for their song called March March, which features videos and images from the recent Black Lives Matter rallies. The move follows the decision by the country group Lady Antebellum to change its name to Lady A after acknowledging the word's association to slavery. A statement on the Chicks' website says, "We'd like to continue to meet this movement." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour here on the BJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and some food news. Foodies. We always like to go down the street because it provides a nice welcome disconnect from all the other stuff. And it's important, right, Victoria? This is important stuff.
It is. Very important stuff. So if you are a Costco fan, and there are millions of Costco fans in the country, then you are probably upset by the news that the Costco half sheet cake is no longer available. This is something that I have been to. I think we've all, maybe knowing or unknowingly, have all been to an event, family gathering, graduation, birthday, whatever, and a Costco sheet cake is sitting right there. And so these are normally... The half sheet cakes, you can take them home, decorate them yourself, or you can have the store do it. They've now eliminated them. They kind of did it in a very sheepish way. They didn't make a big announcement. It was kind of an after note that they put on a Facebook ad for graduation gifts and graduation cakes. And so people slowly picked up on this. And now they had to release a statement saying, "We are currently not selling our half sheet cakes at any U.S. location, and as of right now, we have no immediate plans to bring them back. We're focusing on our smaller 10-inch white and 10-inch chocolate cakes to replace them." So people not happy with this.
Especially if you're
lame.
I don't buy any food yet.
It is lame, and I don't know why they're
I know why they're doing it.
Why?
Because
why?
Coronavirus, and they don't want people, they don't want to encourage big gatherings, so they're not contributing
really?
To that. Yeah.
Hmm.
At least that's what I read in the article I found, yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Okay.
Hi, Jennifer, what do you want to contribute to this conversation about food?
Well, science constantly disproves itself. How many times have we had this conversation? Coffee
yes.
is great for you. Coffee will kill you. Coffee's great again. We've heard masks. Don't wear them. You don't need them. Now you absolutely need them. Well, the latest is about drinking. And there is a new study that's out.
Drinking wine or drinking soda or drinking water?
Drinking alcohol. So remember during the pandemic, we were all told that everybody was out getting sloshed, everybody was drunk. Well, apparently it was just Victoria and me. It was not everybody. Because it's been a drier 2020 than anyone realized. They say some businesses saw an increase in the sale of alcohol during coronavirus lockdowns, but it turns out that Americans have been drinking less during the pandemic. Now, this flies in the face of what we've been told, that everybody's eating and drinking like crazy.
Then it's just my friends and me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just the two of us, I guess. I don't know. This is likely due, they said, to the high volume of alcoholic beverages sold at live events, concerts, sports, and social gatherings. And since those things aren't happening, alcohol sales have taken a hit. Shipments of alcohol to bars, restaurants, and venues, that saw a significant decrease during the lockdown. Bloomberg reports that the loss in sales is significantly larger than the increase in sales from grocery stores and other businesses selling alcohol for home consumption. Some experts are wondering if alcohol sales will return to normal after the pandemic passes, or if people have created new habits of not drinking. Nah, I don't think so. Come on.
Lovely.
Yeah, apparently, and the analysts also say, by the way, good news for all you show-off young people. Not only are you young, but apparently analysts say that those younger kids are more interested in staying healthy. So they've been driven towards lighter drinks and hard seltzers anyway prior to the coronavirus. So the hard alcohol drinkers, those kids
okay,
apparently.
It's just more grapefruit kettle vodka for me. That's fine.
There you go.
Which
ooh,
is delightful. The new kettle line that has the herbal stuff in it. Oh, my God. It's grapefruit.
I haven't
and
tried
rose.
It, but I would like that.
It is a vacation grapefruit. In a glass. That's all I'm going to say.
So what am I missing by not getting sloshed like the two of you?
We're not getting sloshed. We're just enjoying it.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're getting sloshed, then that's different. Then, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Starbucks.
Just sipping. You're just getting slightly sloshed.
Launching a new breakfast sandwich. Okay, Impossible Foods in at Starbucks. This is supposedly, I think they're using Beyond Meat at Dunkin' Donuts, right? The Dunkin's using Beyond Meat.
I think Dunkin' is Beyond.
Starbucks is Impossible.
Yes, I think so.
Right. All right, this big battle between the two.
It is a big battle between the two, but you know, I was surprised that that Starbucks has been very behind the times in terms of having a vegan option or a vegetarian meat option, and I was really surprised because I used to go into Starbucks all the time before lockdown happened, and it's very weird that they didn't get on this,
Dunkin',
and then Dunkin' Donuts got on it, and you know, and they're selling a lot of them.
Yeah,
so it's,
I stopped
you know,
at the Dunkin' Donuts and had one of them. It was actually, it didn't taste bad.
Yeah, the Beyond Sausage and Egg sandwich?
Yeah, yeah. Yep, yep. Daisy and I both enjoyed it. We were traveling in New York State, and there's nothing anywhere on Route 88. Pull off, there's a Dunkin' Donuts, get some diesel fuel, and have one of these Impossible thingamabubbers. Anyway, so that's what's going on at Starbucks. Nathan's hot dog eating contest over the 4th of July. Big changes because of the virus. A lot of gatherings, not only this one, but a lot of them. Putting a lot of people together is risky. But this year, the Nathan's contest will be held inside in a large open warehouse rather than outside. The contestants will be spaced out. I guess it depends on how you take that. You got to be spaced out to want to eat this many damn hot dogs. Anyway, the average person eats 15 to 20 of these when they in the contest anyway. They say, Nathan says, we'll be very careful, follow all the safety guidelines. We'll social distance, require masks. How do you eat a hot dog with a mask on? How do you do that?
I think the masks are on the judges and other people.
Yeah, right, that could be.
Or you just cut a little round hole and just whoop right through.
Contestants seated at a 30-foot-long table, separated by 6 feet. MC stands 6 feet back from them. Staff will wear masks and gloves. The eaters will have several large plates of hot dogs in front of them. The annual event goes back to 1916, when Nathan first opened his restaurant. It's been airing on ESPN. I don't even begin to understand how they think this is a sports thing, but that's...
Well, ESPN has the spelling bee.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, that's... Yeah, ESPN kind of does... Mm-hmm. I don't think it's regular ESPN, isn't it? Isn't it ESPN 2 or 4 or 8 or whatever?
Right, yeah.
Ocho.
Ocho. The ground beef, this is another reason we go from Costco to Walmart. Why would you buy ground beef at Walmart? 43,000.
Because that's where people buy groceries.
Yeah, sometimes the only choice.
Yeah.
Well, that's... Okay, you're
for someone who's traveled around the country as much as you have, I'm shocked that you find it sort of unfathomable that Walmart is a
grocery store
for that
reason.
For so many people.
I just find it unfathomable that a store like Walmart would be selling this stuff, but it does speak to why there are so many problems. Yeah, I know, but it's not, I don't know, it just doesn't feel the same. E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, all over the place. Products were under the brand names Thomas Farms and Market Side Butcher, contaminated with E. coli. It was shipped to retail locations
more
all around the country.
Tiger.
Yes, totally.
So what? I didn't get that. What are you laughing at?
We learned that apparently the offshoot meat, the stuff that gets left like in the underwear aisle, gets like put in the extras, like the overflow, and Joe Exotic bought it and he'd feed it to his tigers.
Really?
And mm-hmm. sometimes he just pizza topping. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
The ladies have one on me here, folks, and maybe...
You need to watch it so you know what we're talking about.
Okay. Here's an explanation. I'd just love to hear the two of you giggle. When we're going to the store now, people say, oh, the food's so expensive. Hello, duh. Because we have, because of the virus, that's how this all started. Food prices are going up, not only because there isn't enough food, but because people are actually understanding what it costs to grow this stuff. And there isn't enough in the food supply chain. Now, this is a ruse, kind of, from my point of view. You've heard me talking for a long time, both on this program and on my specialty show, The American Family Farmer, that airs on a lot of these same stations. That's a program. It really is. It surprises me how fast that American Family Farmer show is growing, Victoria. Victoria helps to mm-hmm. put the show together. It really is becoming very popular. Every week we add a new station or two.
Great.
At any rate, the focus on why it costs, let's see, for example, last month the cost of food, groceries in general, rose 2.6%. It went up an average of 1.5% a month in March and April, and the most expensive stuff, largest increases in the meat department, 4.3% gain in that in the last month or so, and the cost of eggs and stuff up by 24%, that kind of stuff. It's because people want to pay. They can't find it in the store, and they realize that going to the farm where the stuff comes from is actually a better choice because they get it fresh. Can you imagine? I don't know how many of you can imagine this. I remember as a kid going, one of my jobs was to go to the hen house and collect the eggs. And it always scared me because the chickens, if you reach in under a chicken to grab an egg, they'll go after you, especially if they're in, you know, they're sitting on the egg for a reason. And so I was, my job, it was kind of, that was the joke that, you know, I went in and I didn't know any better. And so I learned fast that I didn't want that job. As a matter of fact, they'll chase you out of the hen house. They'll peck at your legs. Yeah, that's how, you know, serious they are about it. On my farm now, I let chickens wander around so that the kids can go in and get the eggs.
Good.
Oh, yeah. The eggs are fabulous.
Yep.
If you're, I mean, I say that because everybody comes and tells me how fabulous they are. I feed them to Daisy. I have a hard-boiled egg. There's a survey that finds a lot of people have forgotten how to drive after being in lockdown. That's our clip of the day today at djvshow.com. So each day what we do is put up a little portion of the program, a little slice of a conversation we have. So this one is a focus on how to drive in various circumstances. You check that out. Plus, our show every day, all day, is available in its entirety through the day at djvshow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
53 past the hour now on the DJV program. There's never been a better time than right now to transform your space into a fabulous summer staycation. We're all thinking about staying home. For those of you looking to transform your space, we have invited home style expert Carly Knobloch to talk with us about what you have to have, what you need to have, what you may want to have. What's the scoop? How are we going to do this? Because a lot of people are staying home, putting in pools and things like that. So how do we do that without going for our brains financially, Carly?
I love this. So, yeah, we are all trying to create the perfect summer staycation, right? Because we're all spending a lot more time at home. Everyone's looking to upgrade their surroundings a little bit. You're 100% right. And eBay is really your one-stop shop, whether you're looking to revamp your entertainment center, tackle new home upgrades, or trick out your kitchen. And you can shop from their thousands of refurbished products like headphones and gaming gear and power tools from favorite brands like Milwaukee. They're all really at amazing prices. Plus, everything is delivered right to your door, so it's very convenient and very safe.
One of the things about eBay, I think I used it a lot, and because it became sort of a commonplace to use them, people took it for granted, and so maybe we stopped a little bit in going there. I found myself on eBay the other day looking, if you'll believe me, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, I was looking for some tractor parts, and the only place I could I could find them was on eBay, so sort of refreshed my memory about how much stuff is actually there. And you said something about, you used the term refurbished, which is, you know, some people say, oh, it's used stuff, I want new stuff. But a lot of things are really redone, and it's much less expensive, and they're practically new. So how often is that the case, people saving money by using refurbished items?
Yes, and I love that you rediscovered eBay that way, and I think it is the place where people go often to find stuff that they can't find anywhere else. But, you know, eBay actually conducted a survey recently, and they found that 87% of Americans are shopping secondhand right now, and most of it is because they're looking to save money. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, people are taking a second look now at refurbished because it lets you save big on trusted, like-new items that are inspected and certified by the manufacturers. Plus, they include a product warranty of at least 90 days, and they include a 30-day return policy. So, you know, you basically get a good-as-new product at a fraction of the price, which is really great for your wallet and also really good for the planet.
Yeah, how do you know, under the circumstances, what categories that have? I'd like to be a little more specific as to helping people to go to the right areas in eBay. So where, what sort of considerations, what sort of products are most likely to be very popular in the refurbished fashion?
I am so glad you asked. I actually have a bunch of products to share with you, and you'll really be able to see the price savings that is possible with refurbished products on eBay. So first, for all of your DIY renovation plans, you're going to need quality tools from a professional brand that you can trust. A Milwaukee 6.5-inch circular saw is really a nice thing to add to your kit if you don't have one. It's normally $129, but you can get it refurbished on eBay for $69.99. It's 46% off of its original price. There's also a Milwaukee 18-volt half-inch drill that's 60% off of its original price when you purchase it refurbished. It's just under $50. That's a great one. I use my power drill all the time for different renos. But I am really spending a lot of time in my kitchen lately, making a lot of cookies, making a lot of sourdough bread now like everybody else. I have a KitchenAid Pro 600 Series Bowl Lift Stand Mixer here. It's really like the best of class mixer. And it normally retails for $350, but refurbished on eBay, it's just under $280. There's also a Ninja Foodie pressure cooker, normally $259, 46% off refurbished on eBay for $139. And then lastly, a couple of things for the gamer in your family. They'll love this Acer Nitro 5 gaming laptop. If they're a gamer, they know that that's really cool. And it's available refurbished on eBay for 10% off at just under $650.
See, we opened the Pandora's box here, a whole bunch of things that I didn't even know were there in categories that weren't obvious. So I'm glad you were here, had the opportunity to go through this. If you want to go to ebay.com/ultimate staycation, that's ebay.com/ultimate staycation, you'll find these and other great bargains that Carly has gone through. This is very cool, and it sounds like you are having fun with some of this stuff. I think that's where you got to have a little bit of fun. You can make your own fun. There's nothing better for me. I get one of those power drills, and I've been drilling holes in everything. So enjoy that. So go to ebay.com/ultimate staycation. Thank you very much, Carly Novak, here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.